celebrating success, learning from legends, and growing poppies. This is Tall Poppy Talk with Grace Lewis.
Kia ora and welcome to Tall Poppy Talk. This is Grace. Welcome to 2025. I hope that it is treating you well. I am coming at you, because I always ask where and how are you today. I am coming at you from Jersey City, United States. It is very close to like New York when you think New York, Manhattan area, but it's not. It's in New Jersey. And it is -3 degrees Celsius. And I think that's like 28 Fahrenheit. I had these beautiful intentions to do this on the New York City skyline, because if you're listening, well, it kind of ruins the effect, but I'm putting this up on YouTube as well. So I was hoping to give a beautiful visual as the sun sets tonight. But as I mentioned, it is -3 degrees Celsius. I am appropriately dressed. I have gloves on and a big jacket and stuff, but that waterfront would have just been crippling with the wind. So I am coming at you from my apartment backyard area, which it's funny. Some people just walked by before and I got so shy, which I try to pride myself on not being, especially when you're creating content like this, but I definitely got shy and there's no hiding what I'm doing because I have a little mic and camera set up, but they've gone. So I'm feeling more confident. And this is going to be my apartment for just 1 week longer. I am moving to Amsterdam, the Netherlands, because it's time to kind of spread the wings some more. When I came to America on my rowing like athletic scholarship, the intention was to do an undergrad and then head back to New Zealand. I did my undergrad, COVID happened, I did my master's, then I've stayed on to work. And while I really love it here, and anyone in my life knows I want to do some sort of hybrid thing between New Zealand and the States, which I can talk in depth about another time, I really want to go explore Europe in particular. I have great friends in Amsterdam, so the opportunity's there and I'm going to embrace it at least for a year. So watch out, which I'm going to talk about in a second. There's going to be some different content coming out for me as I try to learn the language and travel and talk to some more tall poppies abroad. But coming back to where we are now, you and I, 2025, I probably will put this out next week. Today's solo session is all about the title of Slow is Smooth and Smooth is Fast. Even as I was thinking of the title, I was like, okay, what sort of intention do I want to set for 2025? I am personally someone who loves like New Year's goals, New Year's, I wouldn't even say resolutions, New Year's intentions is what I like to call it, because it does serve as an opportunity to reflect on the year that's been, on what you hope you'd achieve, what you're stoked that you achieved, what maybe things you saw others do that inspired you or motivated you. And coming from New Zealand, the end of the year time, Christmas, if you celebrate, or New Year's, just serves as this great time to slow down. School's finished. A lot of companies either take a formal break or they really lean up on the team. And so you can really have the opportunity to slow down. Spend time with family, which can always spike stress. Spend time with friends or by yourself. And I always thought it was the best time because we were at the beach, we were camping. You could really get out of your routine, slow down and think about what are some of the things I love about life? What are some things that aren't going so well? Who are some people that bring me a lot of joy? And who are some people that honestly I could spend less time with? And the whole spending less time doesn't necessarily mean in person. I think it's so relevant in 2025 to talk about social media and the impact it has. Like, we know everything online's curated. It just is. And if it's not even like curated, it's a snapshot, a very brief snapshot that can form a big misconception. And so if there are certain celebrities, influencers, sports people, regular people, you know, in your life, in your community, that just make you feel bad about yourself, you don't need to necessarily unfollow them, but you can just, you know, turn off notifications or posts or something. Do something that's going to be in your best interest, because if it's making you feel bad about yourself and it's serving no other purpose, I just think, let's not, you know. I think social media has been such a great tool for me to stay connected with people and find awesome, inspiring, motivating communities, groups, etc. And if you use it in the right way, it is bloody epic, but it can be brutal. So I don't need to preach to the choir of, you know, people hearing this, but just know, take a moment to be like, it's okay if I maybe want to unfollow or just restrict access to things because it's not making me feel good. I think this time of year is a beautiful, perfect opportunity to reflect on how and why we're feeling certain ways in interactions or situations or environments, because I am a New Year's goals girly. And as a part of that, I wanted to share that as we launch into this next season, I've switched up the look a little bit. I am still going to continue to have conversations with tall poppies because as I reflect on the past 2 years with the podcast, the things that have brought me the most joy are having a connection with someone. Then I can produce and edit and package it up into a digestible podcast that then you listen to at the gym or in your car or on a walk. And we have this connection and sort of parasocial experience of the conversation. And that's just super special. And I don't want to lose that at all. But a goal of mine is to sprinkle in more of these solo sessions, because things that I love the most about podcasts that I really engage with are I feel connected to the host. I feel like I know their personality. And honestly, I hesitate in previous times to really share too much of opinion because it is 2025 and there is something so permanent about the internet and podcasts and what you put out there. So unless I feel like I'm confident and educated in an area, I'm just going to kind of shut my mouth. And I think most people should do that, especially on like public forums like this. However, I do want to kind of give you a bit more background into what I'm doing and what's motivating and steering me, because I think that hopefully something can be taken away that will benefit you. So as we head into 2025, and as I mentioned, I've been reflecting on what I loved about 2024, what's been going well in life, some things I'm excited to maybe switch up and refine and see what happens there. I would say the podcast, there's been over 110 guests, which is insane. So cool. And the biggest thing I've learned from 110 guests is I need to slow down, because slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And when you're pumping out an episode every single week, there's just no time. And it's me, it's a one woman show. There's no time to really reflect or contemplate for too long because I have a full-time job and like other endeavors I'm pursuing, right? And so I have just not been given enough justice to my guest or to myself. But these last 2 years have served as an absolute crash course in how to do podcasting, right? And I have interviewed, I've researched for those interviews, you know, come up with the questions, coordinated with other people's timetables, time zones, and then produced and edited and then tried to market what I'm doing because I want to, you know, share it with other people. And that crash course has taught me so many lessons. And I just wanted to share some of like the tough lessons I've had to learn because I think it's refreshing to hear. I would say the biggest one I learned early on is I cannot wake up at 4 a.m. and think that I'm going to be, you know, ready to roll for an interview because I'm trying to match someone's time zone. I had to be a bit firmer and not to say yes to everyone. If they say, oh, I can do 9 p.m. New Zealand time. In the beginning, I would just say yes because I was so hungry and eager to get a guest that if that meant waking up at 3 a.m. or 5 a.m., I would do it. And it doesn't do them or me any justice to have me in a sleepy, like incoherent state, because no matter what, like you have to wake up at least an hour before that to try to get in the zone, and then you're just not functioning. And so that first lesson, I would say I've learned, and I didn't learn it the first time, I had to do it a few times, right? Of you do have to put yourself first, not because you matter more, but because you're actually not going to do the other person justice if you're turning up at 60 or 70%, right? Like you're just not your best version of yourself, and that doesn't do them like many favors. It certainly doesn't do the listener any, because I'm not getting the most of their time. So learned that pretty early. No, not early on. I'd say maybe about a year in, I finally realized don't say yes to everything. It's okay to come back with some different availability. And most people are totally fine with that. And if they're not, probably not the vibe you want for the podcast. I'd say another lesson I've definitely learned is when you are pumping things out at such a pace, you don't stop and really reflect and appreciate the podcast that has just been. And also you don't appreciate that guest enough, right? Like they've given so much to you and they're excited about the podcast. And maybe some guests do lots of podcasts, but most, maybe do some here and there, right? And it's so much more rewarding when I can, you know, message them what's going on, people that are listening, people that have shared it, some of the messages I received. That's where you get such a really cool, joyful experience for me and the guest. And I haven't been doing enough of that, enough like follow up, I'd say, with my guests, because I'm so focused on getting the next one out. So all of this to say, going into this next season and into 2025, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to try to do maybe like 2 podcast episodes a month with guests that will give me and them so much more breathing space. And with that, I can be way more invested in the researching and prepping, because nothing lights my fire more than hearing a guest go, oh, that's a really good question. And you only get really good questions when you do really good research, right? You might get lucky every now and then, but we're not looking for occasionally lucky. We're looking for consistently like great. And I'm also going to do a few more of these solo episodes, because as I mentioned, I just think it's fun. As I'm out here too, just to give some more coloring to those watching, my hands are getting cold, and this will probably be a reasonably short episode because my battery on my camera is also getting cold. Anyway, I'm going to keep that in because I just want you to know the behind the scenes. Looking down at some notes. Another name I was going to have for this podcast episode is Slow Down, You're Doing Fine. So Caitlin, if you're listening, and anyone who knows Billy Joel, that's like my favorite song lyric, I would say. And I resonate with it so much. And as I get older, I understand what it means. Like, it's so, so tempting and unavoidable to look around, whether they said that's on social media or just physically, and to compare yourself to other people and go, oh, I'm just so behind. I don't have a house. I don't have a partner. I'm not married. I don't have a business. I don't have a car. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. It's like, slow down. You are doing fine. Okay. And so what really motivated me today to do this episode was I've just come from a really cool farewell afternoon tea with some friends in New York. And I just feel so rich in love and joy and gratitude that I have people to say goodbye to. I've been in the States for 6 years, and when I came, I didn't have any inkling that I would care so much about the people here beyond rowing, right? And so I'm right now filled with a lot of gratitude, and I kind of want to pay that forward. Hopefully you get something from the solo session. So as we sit here outside in the cold, I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the goals I have for the new year. And a big part of it is to do with my move. I'm moving to Amsterdam because I can speak a reasonable amount of Dutch, but no way near enough for someone who's about to go live there. And as I've been really putting more effort into my self-teaching, I'm just like, my brain is getting scratched in such a cool way. And I'm listening to these podcasts, how I'm choosing to try learn the language. I used to do some tutoring sessions, which were awesome, but I'm doing the classic Duolingo. And then I'm just listening to podcasts in Dutch, like slow Dutch, and trying to catch on to words that I know and then fill in the gaps and then like Google the words I don't know. And it's going well, but my brain, when a couple words string together and I understand and I can translate, it is just like the best sensation, because I can feel it learning, right? And like, how often as we get older do we take the time to learn something new and be a complete beginner again? So if this is the only thing you take away from today's episode, it's that I encourage and implore you, please, to be a beginner at something again, even if it's cooking, if you want to, I don't know, start swimming or learning a game or making time to host dinner parties. I don't know, but something about learning a language has just sparked something in me. It served as such a catalyst to appreciate what my brain is capable of. It's extremely powerful, and it feels like my brain is flexing. I think often as an athlete, you're focused on the muscles, right? Like, how strong am I getting? How fast? What's my cardio like? But your brain is capable of so much. And I know I sound like I'm going on about it, but it's just been such a rewarding, like, exponential experience already, tapping back into learning something new. So please, in this new year, just go for it. And so for me, 2025 is about self-teaching. As a part of my journey with the language, I want to tap into some more content creation with YouTube. I think it's such a cool platform that's really robust. I think the whole business model of it is kind of sound, for lack of a stronger business acumen word. You have millions of people wanting to put content out there, right? YouTube pays in advertising, but they don't have to acquire new talent. People just are coming to the platform themselves and creating it and trying to market it. It's just so robust. And so TikTok, I don't have time or capacity for it. It's just too much for me. I don't like TikTok. I know maybe in a few months I'll say something else, but it's just too much for me. Love Instagram, but again, the whole social media, which for some reason I think is different than YouTube, social media is like, it's just too much for my brain right now. So I will get there, but I'm going to embark onto YouTube because I think it's a really cool platform for making short film stuff, sort of what I'm doing now. Short form interviews with people, and you can kind of edit and cut it together and splice it. I really enjoy that. And so I'm going to be doing a YouTube channel for my Dutch learning, whether that be just the language itself, but also the culture and experience of being an expat or being a foreign person living in a different place, which I know I'm doing that in America, but with a different language is a whole new experience. So that YouTube channel I'll actually link somewhere here, but it's going to be called Graceful because it's full of grace. I really don't know where I'm going with this podcast, more so than just to launch the new season and say thank you for anyone who's listening, who has listened. There is a plethora, as I mentioned, of podcast episodes you can go back through, and they kind of are timeless. We might mention some things that are time relevant, but there's not a lot. So if this doesn't, you know, light your fire, don't listen to these ones. Or if you come and you're expecting an episode and there isn't one, I encourage you to go back, and you'll also see some more learnings that I've gone through, because some of my earlier podcast episodes, I'm just so grateful for the naive ambition I had and the boldness I had, because now I hesitate sometimes to ask guests for things. And I think back to, like, when I say ask guests for things, I mean like ask certain guests, like Dylan Schmidt at the beginning. It's like bronze Olympic trampolinist from New Zealand. What was my business reaching out? But I did, and he was keen, and it was a great episode. That boldness and naiveness you have when you're beginning something and you're learning something, because you don't know the rules, or you don't know, should I say, the social norms and rules, and so you just go for it. So part of today's episode, which I clearly keep reinforcing, is I just encourage you to be a beginner again at something. And I know as I'm talking, you're probably thinking of something, right? Whether that's, I don't know, jiu-jitsu, or writing a book, or starting your own podcast, or pottery, or a language, or just reading. Something is coming to mind when I'm saying, hey, go for it, be a beginner again. And I would love if you could message me, tell me what that thing is, keep me updated as you go for it, because I'm going to hold myself accountable with sharing this journey with you, that 2025 for me, because I am a New Year's goal girly, is about learning to self-teach. I'm starting with Dutch, but I hope that it's going to be a skill I can refine and throughout my life become an expert at teaching myself. And then you can leverage resources and other people, because there are so many tools out there. But if we can go back to the fundamentals of knowing how we like to learn and how we like to reward ourselves, what sort of process and reward system there is, that's all things that I'm going to try and figure out for myself and share with you. The first lesson I've learned in just these couple of weeks is I genuinely don't actually enjoy sharing with other people until I feel like I'm a few weeks into something. I'm probably the opposite of, you know, tell someone so you have an accountability buddy. I'm not huge on that, because it feels like there's some sort of external factor pushing you towards it instead of being internally driven. So what I've learned so far is I need my own internal validation system, which is so relevant to Tall Poppy, right? Instead of relying on other people to be where you get your validation from in this learning process, it's fully internal, because I'm the only one who knows if I can understand someone speaking Dutch, right? When I hear something, I'm the only one who knows if those neurons are firing and clicking in my brain. And when they do, it is just a feeling that's unlike anything else. And I don't think that could come from anyone externally saying, oh, good job, Grace, you understood that. No, it's like this internal fire. So that's what I've learned so far. I'm going to keep you posted as I'm learning more and more. I just wanted to wish everyone a happy 2025. I know the holidays are a really tough time for some people. It's also really fun, but I acknowledge that it can be hard, because it brings up feelings of reflection, or you get put with family and friends who maybe don't make you feel so great, and there's all these other things. So I just want to acknowledge you and say I see you, and that while there are lots of good feelings happening, there are also potentially a lot of not so good feelings, or goals that you'd hope to have achieved in 2024 that you didn't even come close to. And I just want to leave you with this note that good things and bad things can happen at the same time, right? Whether that be it's your birthday and you're having a dinner with friends and you're so happy, but you also just lost your job, right? While losing your job sucks, especially if you're not expecting it. Having this experience with all your friends and people around you who love you, like, that's a great thing, right? And you feel this tear of like, well, what should I be feeling? I know this is a really unique, random example, but there are way more intense ones that I don't feel like bringing up. But in that example, it's right. You can be happy that you have this love and good food and people around you, but you can also be distraught because you feel unstable and you're concerned and you're all these things. You can feel two emotions at the same time. And I'm not saying that you need to compartmentalize them, but just give yourself grace that you can feel two emotions and that most people will and do. There's kind of lights and shadows in all sense. So I know I kind of spoke in circles on that part, but I think if you get me, hopefully you get me. And I said I would leave you on that note, but I'm just going to say one more thing. In the last 110 episodes, I have completely undervalued my impact, right? I would sell myself short in the sense that I'm putting everything on the guests and that's why people are listening. I'm always preaching with the podcast that you should celebrate success. And I mean that, but it's so much easier to celebrate other people's success. So I have decided to really hit this year with a self-confidence and to celebrate my own success and appreciate that people listening to the podcast aren't just coming for the guests, they're also coming for me. And so this episode has been a tough one to do, but I'm proud of myself. So I'm going to acknowledge the pride I have in myself. It's a personal victory. And I just thank you for allowing me to speak at you, speak with you. I encourage this to go both ways, please. But I just thank you for being a part of this process, because the learnings I have made about myself through this process really cannot be described or defined through this. And I'll probably spend the rest of the season trying to, you know, express to you how much I appreciate you listening. But I always struggle to wrap up these solo sessions. So lots of āraha, which means love in te reo Māori. Lots of āraha to you. Happy 2025. And please, I encourage you to message me with any questions or your own personal 2025 New Year's goals and the new thing that you want to learn, because I would love it if we could be on a learning journey together. So with that, I will be coming out with an episode next week. We have Georgia Patton. Speaking of learning something new, she founded her business back in 2019 and it has just grown. So Bored to Boss, sorry, that's her podcast. Bored George is her sunglasses line, and it is exquisite, high quality, yet affordable sunglasses. Bored to Boss is her podcast. She honestly does so much. So anyway, that episode's coming next week. I feel like it sets the tone right for 2025 season. We've got a few really great guests already lined up, but slow down. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. You'll be hearing of me less, but hopefully you'll be hearing of me in a way more impactful, engaging, exciting way, because I think slowing down is going to allow me to give so much more to you and to the podcast, and I'm really excited about it. So anyways, love you. Can I say love you? I don't know. I guess I do. I need to go pack because I'm 1 week out and I have not started, but hey, all I know is that in the Netherlands, it rains a lot. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to Tall Poppy Talk. We'll see you next time. Feel free to check us out on socials, YouTube, and the website. Thanks for today's guest, and we'll see you all next time. Take care. Be kind.